अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की कृपानुगुण वर्ग की जय, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, भक्त वृंद की जय, ऊर्ज व्रत की जय, ऊर्जेश्वरी श्रीमती राधिका देवी की जय। यशोदा मैया ने कृष्ण को पीछे से पकड़ लिया, उनका दाहिना हाथ अपने बाएं हाथ से पकड़कर और अपने दाहिना हाथ से लड़कियां लेकर उनको डराने और धमकाने लगी। बोली, अरे बंदर बंधो, अरे चंचल, अभी तुमको मैं शिक्षा देती हूँ, अभी मैं तुम्हें बांध मानूंगी नहीं किंतु तुम्हें बांध करके रखूंगा, फिर अपने जीवन में ऐसा कभी नहीं काम करेगा। उन्होंने गोपियों से रस्सी मनानी आरंभ की और बांधने लगी। कृष्ण सिसक सिसक कर रो रहे हैं, आंखों से आंखों की लड़ी झड़ गई, उसमें कजल मिश्र पानी मिलकर के गंगा और जमुना की तरफ में नदियां बहने लगी। रोते के समय में जब लंबी लंबी सांसें लेते तो उनके पेट में त्रिवली पड़ जाती, गले में त्रिवली पड़ जाती और कानों के कुंडल छंद चले जाते। यशोदा माँ और ये सखी दैट ब्रिंग देयर ऑल फ्रॉम योर होम एंड ही बिगन टू ज्वाइन एंड टू बाइंड कृष्ण बट ही कुड नॉट बाइंड। As I have told the reason that why he could not bind, Krishna began to weep so loudly. But even his weeping was also so sweet. Anyone can see his weeping, he will be charmed. But at that day, Yashoda had promised that I today will give a very better lesson to this child. Otherwise, he will be. In future, he will be very naughty more. So he tried to again bind Krishna. All the gopis were laughing. Oh, how this boy is wonderful that she is banning all the ropes from all her gopis, but she is not able to bind Krishna. So all were clapping. Yashoda Ma was sitting there. Oh, this is my child, I cannot bind him. I will have to bind. So she tried, promised that not today, And someday, in my own life, other life, I will find him. So, this all. And began to play the Vidhi Narayan, who was worshipped by the Nandvama in Yashoda. All gopis were so wondered, they were astonished. What is going on? The ropes are being so long, and Krishna, as he was of 12 fingers, he is like that. Why is it miracle like this? So all were wondering. Today, Yashoda Ma cannot bind Krishna, so we will not bind today. We will try to, Yashoda will try to bind tomorrow, and we will have to go now. Madhavan, Salvan, Kumudban, and all one. So at once, you should go two buckets for Western devotees, you manage, and one little bus, mini bus has come. So in this Western devotees should go, and they should arrange to arrive by this, and rest all the Mathura Vasi. Brahmachari will go in one bus. I worry that मैं मथुरा के जितने लोग हैं पहले कोई भी नाम नहीं दिखाया मैं कहाँ से इतना जल्दी से बस एक रात में कहाँ से सर दूंगा इसलिए बहुत कठिन है यदि जगह होगा तो मथुरा वाले जाएंगे और नहीं तो फिर देखेंगे इसलिए एक मिनी बस बुला दिया है पहले इन तीनों बसों में यू आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग यू टू गो एंड मैनेज Western devotees will go avail in two buses and one minibus. And after that, all brahmacharis and all other people.
Nitai pada kamala
চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ
হম লোক যে স্থান পর আয়ে হ্যাঁ স্থান অজ্ঞান কা স্থান মূঢ় কা স্থান মূর্খ লোক কা স্থান দিস ইজ এ প্লেস অফ ফুলিশনেস But this foolishness is removed by Lord Baladev. And that is the first step regarding this. Is it not? Why are you laughing? No, don't laugh. Don't laugh at me.
Quite opposite.
Just see. You want to enjoy the nectar, but it is guarded by that foolishness. All around here. First of all, it will be killed, demons will be killed and driven away. Then you will be able to enjoy Madhuban or the nectar at Madhu. No. This is the entire give our ticket. Everything is told. Fatuma. This is the place of ignorance, foolishness. Hired a demon in the shape of an ass live here to protect, not only protect, to enjoy the fruits of palm which true owner is Lord Krishna and Baladev. They wish to enjoy these palm trees, palm fruits. And Baladev and Krishna both were requested to kill that demon and let them feed. Let them feed the let them enjoy the fruits. So they came here and killed the demon, but Krishna did not kill. It is the duty of Baladev. Ajnana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurunmitaji. Ignorance is removed by Gurudev. Baladev and Gurudev are the same thing. So this will be explained later on by Reverend Vaishnava. Thank you.
आज हम लोग बलदेव प्रभु की सच्चिदानंद धाम में हम लोग आए हैं। यह भूमि सच्चिदानंदमयी है और बलदेव प्रभु जी का निवास स्थान है। कभी कभी असुर लोग इसमें प्रवेश कर जाते हैं और बलदेव प्रभु जी उनका कान पकड़ करके बाहर कर देते हैं। इसलिए हम लोगों जी के गुरु जी का यह स्थान है। बलदेव प्रभु जी गुरु, जगत गुरु, अखंड गुरु।
Let me interrupt.
आपको जो कुछ कहना है कह लीजिए, तो मैं
बोलूंगा। बलदेव एंड कृष्णचंद्र इज पजेसर ऑफ होल यूनिवर्स। इज नॉट ओनली द पजेसर ऑफ दिस थिंग।
आज हम लोग यहाँ पर आए हैं, पहले मैं हिंदी में बोल देता हूँ और अंग्रेजी में इसका अनुवाद कर देगा, सभी लोग समझ जाएंगे। आई एम फर्स्ट टेलिंग इन हिंदी एंड दे विल ट्रांसलेट इन इंग्लिश। हम लोग यहाँ पर आए हैं, हम लोग ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा कर रहे हैं। इसमें सबसे पहले सबके गुरु बलदेव जी प्रभु जी के पास में हम लोग आए हैं। वी हैव कम फर्स्ट जगत गुरु एंड अखंड तत्व गुरु बलदेव जी। विदाउट हिज मर्सी वी कैनॉट इंटर इन वृंदावन एंड ऑन परिक्रमा विल नॉट बी सक्सेसफुल। हम लोग की परिक्रमा सफल नहीं होगी, इसलिए गुरुपाद पद्म के पास हम लोग बलदेव जी के पास में यहाँ पर सबसे पहले आए। हमको जाना था मधुबन, इस मधुबन न जा करके हम लोग यहाँ आए। यह वह स्थान है, दिस इज द सेम प्लेस यू हैव हर्ड सम वेरियस पार्ट्स ऑफ वर्ल्ड दैट बलदेव प्रभु किल्ड धेनुकासुर। He is in the shape of ass.
Donkey.
Donkey or ass. He was धनुकासुर को यहाँ पर कंस ने नियुक्त किया था। कंस का सुंदर एक बगीचा था यहाँ, जिसमें ताल के फल रहते थे। There was a garden of Kans. कंस हैज नियुक्त किया था, अपॉइंटेड धेनुकासुर टू प्रोटेक्ट दिस गार्डन, गार्डन ऑफ ताल। यू आर सीइंग पाम ट्री, देयर आर लैक्स एंड लैक्स ट्रीज ऑफ पाम हियर। लाखों लाखों पेड़ यहाँ पर थे और कंस ने नियुक्त किया था कि ब्रजवासी कोई भी इसका एक फल नहीं लेगा, ये महाराज कंस की सेवा में नियुक्त होगा। He has told that I am ordering you to protect this forest that not a single fruit Brajavasi will taste. All the fruits are come to me and for my associates. So Dhankasur was guarding this, that no one should enter in this forest. Koi bhi na aa sake. Kintu jab Krishna aur Baldev apne saathiyon ke sahit, when Krishna and Baldev Prabhu sometimes grazing cows, he came to this land. So us samay mein सखाओं ने कहा कि हमें भूख लगी है, हम कुछ खाना चाहते हैं, पास ही में ताल का फल पके हुए हैं, बड़ी सुंदर सुगंध आ रही है, इसलिए हमको कुछ फल चाहिए। कृष्ण ने कहा दाऊ भैया से कहो, वो तुमको ताल फल खिला सकते हैं। बलदेव जी ने कहा जो चलो, और यहाँ आकर के एक पेड़ को अपने हाथों से ऐसे नीचे से हिलाया और सब पके हुए फल गिरने लगे धप 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 कर, फलों से वो पट गया सारा बन, सिविल ट्रांसलेट, पट गया सब। वो खाना चाहते थे, इतने में ही धनकासु, उसकी पत्नी, उसके बच्चे, उसके और सब साथी लोग दौड़े हुए आए, ये क्यों, कहाँ से फल गिर रहा है, कौन गिरा रहा है। उन्होंने देखा ये गोप मंडली सब आई हुई है और इसमें से जो श्याम है यही कृष्ण है, इसको मारना है, इसलिए वो बड़े जोर से चिल्लाने लगा और चिल्लाते हुए कृष्ण और बलदेव पर झपटा मारने के लिए। बलदेव प्रभु जी ने उसका पीछे का दो पैर पकड़ लिया और उसे पकड़कर एक ताल वृक्ष के ऊपर में फेंक दिया। फेंकने के साथ ही वो जहां घुमाया उसका पैर पकड़ करके पिछला वो मर गया और ताल के ऊपर में फेंक दिया। एक ताल का टूटा, दूसरा, तीसरा, चौथा, सभी टूटने लगे। साथ साथ में बलदेव प्रभु और कृष्ण ने दोनों ने मिलकर के जितने गधे थे वो सबको मारना आरंभ किया। उनके लीद और रक्त से सारा वन भर गया, वो मारा गया, उसके साथी सब मारे गए, किंतु बच्चों ने फल नहीं खाया क्योंकि वहां पर रक्त से भरा हुआ था। बड़ा घृणित वहां का दृश्य उत्पन्न हुआ, इसे किसी ने भी नहीं खाया। यहाँ पर धनकासुर ये गधा है, बलदेव प्रभु जी ने उसको गधे को मारा, जैसा कि पूज्य पाठ महाराज ने बताया। वो गधे लोग मूर्ख होते हैं, इग्नोरेंस, अज्ञानता। बलदेव प्रभु जी ने उसे मार करके अज्ञानता को हटा करके सबको यह दिखलाया कि सबको कृष्ण का भजन करना चाहिए। जो लोग भगवान का भजन नहीं करते वो लोग संपूर्ण रूप से गधे हैं। तो जो लोग भगवान का भजन नहीं करते, those who don't do bhajan of Krishna, all are ashes. सभी लोग मूर्ख और अज्ञानी। और जो लोग भगवान का भजन करते हैं वो लोग यथार्थ ज्ञान संपन्न है। पर सही बतला दो तब फिर आओगे।
So Maharaj has explained till that Krishna, Kansa has appointed this Dhenukasura to guard this garden of palm fruits, and he told him that make sure no Brajavasis should taste the fruit. But once Krishna and Baldev, they were coming here for cow grazing, and all the cowherd boyfriends, they requested Krishna and Baldev that if they can arrange for some food stuff, because all the suckers are feeling hungry. So Baldev Prabhu escorted all of them here, and he said, okay, we'll eat all these palm fruits. And then with his two hands, he shake one of the palm trees, and all the palm trees, they started falling on the ground. And very soon, the ground was full of all the palm trees. Now, Dhenkasur and his whole family, they were in their home, and they heard all this voice, and they were amazed. Oh, what's happening? Who has come here? And when they came out, and they saw, oh, Krishna Baladev and all the Sakas are here, this group of all these Gop Gwal cowherd boys, and they are making all this nasty thing, scene. So we should must go and kill Krishna, because he's having this blackish complexion. So this is the symptoms of Krishna. So then he came and he wanted to attack Krishna, but before he could attack Krishna, Baladev Prabhu, he got hold of his two legs behind in the back, and then whirled him in the air and threw him on one of the palm trees, and he died. And then afterwards, all his associates and all his followers, they also started coming and attacking on all the cowherd boys. But then Krishna and Baladev, one after another, they killed everyone. So this is how all the Dhenkasura and everyone was killed. So Maharaj said that Dhenkasura represents a donkey, and that means fully ignorant person. So those who are not doing any bhajan, and they are not doing worshipping Krishna, or they are not making advantage of their human life, they are all asses. And only those people who are making an effort to realize yourself, they are the real intelligent people, and they are in full knowledge actually.
यहाँ पर ये बतलाना आवश्यक है, गधे मूर्ख होते हैं, जितने कूड़े करकट होते हैं, मैले कपड़े होते हैं, जिसको आदमी पहन करके गंदा करता है, उसको साफ करने के लिए धोबी गधों पर उन कपड़ों को लेकर के जाता है गंदों को, और पहाड़ों पर जब चढ़ते हैं तो वहां पर गुड़, चीनी, शक्कर, बूरा, घी उनके पीठ पर लाद करके हम पहाड़ों पर जो नगर है वहां पर ले जाते हैं, किंतु उसका एक बूंद भी उसको टेस्ट नहीं कर सकता, ले जाएगा भार वहन कर करके ले जाएगा, किंतु उसका कुछ भी आस्वादन नहीं कर पाता, कपड़े भी अपने पीठ पर ले जाता है किंतु कपड़े भी नहीं पहन सकता। दूसरी बात, वर्षा के दिनों में जब चारों तरफ में हरियाली छा जाती है, घासें उग आती हैं, उस समय गधे को छोड़ देते हैं और वो चरने जाता है, थोड़ी देर में ही उसका पेट भर जाता है क्योंकि घास बहुत होती है, किंतु पीछे मुड़ करके देखता है कि हम तो आज कुछ घास नहीं चर पाए, ये तो थोड़ी सी दूर हम आए हैं, इसलिए दुबला पतला हो जाता है घास के दिनों में, बरसात के दिनों में, और गर्मी के दिनों में जब घास नहीं होती, बहुत दूर दूर तक घास खोज करके खाने के लिए जाता है, और पीछे मुड़ करके देखता है कि आज तो बहुत दूर तक मैं चलाया, बहुत घास खाया, तो वो मोटे हो जाते हैं, ऐसे वो गधे होते हैं। दूसरी बात, एक और सबसे विशेष बात, गधे बड़े कामी होते हैं, इतने कामी होते हैं कि गधी के पीछे चलते हैं अपनी स्त्रियों के पीछे, और गधा लातों से उनको मारता है मुखों में, किंतु तनिक भी उसको लज्जा नहीं आती, उसे होश नहीं रहता। उसी प्रकार से जो लोग संसार में आकर के कोटि कोटि जन्मों से संसार में भ्रमण कर रहे हैं, वाइन, वेल्थ एंड ओमेन थ्री, इनके पीछे जो चलते हैं वो सभी गधे हैं, बार बार वो दुलत्ती खाते हैं और उनको होश नहीं रहता, भगवान का भजन नहीं करते। उसी प्रकार से संसार में जो लोग आकर इन सब चीजों में दुख और क्लेश पाते हैं और उनको होश नहीं रहता है, भगवान का भजन नहीं करते, गधियों के पीछे चलते हैं, मार खाते हैं, अपमानित होते हैं, फिर भी उनको होश नहीं होता है, उनको गधे कहा जाता है। इसलिए इन सबसे शिक्षाएं हैं, इन सबसे शिक्षाएं लेकर के संसार से अनाशक्त होकर के हरि गुरु वैष्णव के, विशेष करके गुरु जी बलदेव प्रभु जी के आनुगत्य में हमारा भजन करना ही उद्देश्य इस जन्म का है। इस जीवन का दूसरा कोई भी उद्देश्य नहीं, एकमात्र उद्देश्य है। इस उद्देश्य को जो नहीं जानते और उसको पालन नहीं करते, भगवान का भजन नहीं करते, गुरु जी के अनुगत्य में वो सभी गधे और गधियां हैं। बोलो।
I am requesting my reverend Maharaj, let Sham explain the part, the Satma Bhakti Kuna Kanda.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
So, important point to note here, or Maharaj is making emphasis on the point that donkeys or asses, they are fools. So, the washerman uses him, he uses the donkey to take clothes from one place to another place, and so many nice clothes he load on his back, but the donkey is not allowed to wear none of the clothes, any of the clothes. And then, in the hilly stations, donkeys are used to take heavy materials to remote places where it's difficult for any vehicles or any other buses like things to go. So these donkeys, they are carrying all nice stuff like sweets, ghees and beautiful nice delicious things, but they just carry, they cannot eat this thing. So this is another foolishness. Third example Maharaj gave, that in the rainy season when there is so much grass around, donkeys, they eat a lot of grass, and when they see around themselves, around nearby in the back, they see that actually, oh, I didn't eat any grass because still there's so much grass. So he says, he thinks that he has not done any big effort, so he becomes lean and thin because thinking that he's not done any hard work. On the other side, in the summer days when there's no grass around, he has to walk a lot, he has to go for miles and miles to eat grass, and he doesn't eat so much, and he becomes healthy because he thinks, oh, I've done so much work, so I've eaten so much grass. So this is the foolishness. Another thing is that these donkeys are very lusty, and they're always running after the she-donkeys. And first thing is, when they go to the she-donkey, she gives a kick on the face of the donkey. But despite of this getting a kick, he doesn't feel any shame, and still, shamelessly, he walks behind the she-donkey. So Maharaj compares this thing with those people in the world who are like this. They are roaming in this material world from lives and lives and lives, but still, they are just doing the same business of attracted to wine, women, and wealth. So those people who don't do bhajan and shamelessly they are running after she donkeys, they are nothing but donkeys. The only purpose of life is to serve Hari Guru and Vaishnava, especially Gurudev, Baladev Prabhu. Under his guidance, we must try to perfect our lives. And this is the main teaching of this place. We must learn this teaching and try to follow in our life.
महाराज आदेश करे छे ने तो आदेश पाल
अज्ञान चिंतन दत्त
प्रणाम किया
हम जिस स्थान पर आए हैं।
अरे नहीं, महाराज जी जो बोला वो बोलो।
तैयार नहीं है उनका, केवल भावों को मैं बता रहा हूँ। जस्ट देहात बुरी सिर्फ धातु के कुना से चाहिए वो खड़ा, मतलब जिनको अपनी पत्नी देहात का बुरी होता है, जिनके मिला के पत्नी आत्मा का बुरी होता है।
Thank you. تم لوگ بھی آ گئی دونوں بہنیں
रामचंद्र जब लौट करके वन में से आए अयोध्या के राजा हुए रामचंद्र रिटर्न फ्रॉम किलिंग रावण एंड ही वाज किंग देन शत्रुघ्न रिक्वेस्टेड राम शत्रुघ्न जी ने राम जी से प्रार्थना की कि आप सब भाइयों को अपनी सेवा में नियुक्त किया और उनको कोई कोई सेवा दिया। भरत जी भी शत्रुघ्न और लक्ष्मण जी भी को बहुत सेवाएं दी किंतु मैं आपकी कोई सेवा नहीं कर सका, इसलिए हमें कोई सेवा दीजिए। आई हैव नॉट सर्व्ड यू, लक्ष्मण हैज सर्व्ड यू, शत्रुघ्न हैज, सीता हैज, भरत हैज सर्व्ड यू, इवन हनुमान हैज सर्व्ड यू and you have given some sweet services to them, but I have never served you, so I like that, I pray you that you should give me some service, hame koi seva dijiye। sevak ko aisa hi hona chahiye, servant should be like that, without any service he cannot live। in our whole group those who are not serving anyhow, how they can serve Krishna, and they will not be happy। So we must try to serve in any way। So he requested, Ramchandra told that a time will come, I will give you some service। When the rishis and maharshis from this Madhuban, a part of Mathura is also Madhuban, in Madhuban, Madhura and Madhu, Madhura and then Mathura, ये सब एक ही तरह के शब्द हैं। मधु मैंने क्या, what is the meaning of Madhu? Honey, this honey we take is actually not honey, nectar, but प्रेम इज हनी, मनली प्रेम इज हनी मोस्ट क्या श्रेष्ठ बेस्ट। मधु इज प्रेम, फर्स्ट दास्य प्रेम, देन सख्य प्रेम, एंड देन मधु वात्सल्य, एंड देन मधुर द अफेक्शन द लव towards Krishna from gopis is the best madhu, best honey, ये प्रेम है। कृष्ण इन वनों में मधु आस्वादन करते थे। कृष्ण used to taste this honey also, worldly honey, and also the affection and love by his friends father, mother, and especially of gopis' love. This is actual madhu, honey. So this place, Madhuban, was full of madhu everywhere. This worldly madhu also, and that madhu also. Tasya sakya vatsalya and madhu. Here so many bees were there, everywhere in the branches of trees, full of madhu. Krishna and Balde used to come here and to taste madhu here. So I was telling about Satyagna ji. Ramchandra told that, oh, you see that all these saints and rishis and maharshis have come from Madhuban, and there is a demon named Madhu and his son. Madhu has now
expired,
but his son is there and is very dangerous. It is very hard to kill. Anyone cannot kill if the Trishul is there.
Trigun
is in his hand. Anyone can, Krishna cannot also kill. Anyone cannot kill. So you should try to kill him. When he is returning without any weapon in his hand, that Trigun. And telling this, he took some chandan and all things, and he gave the kingdom of Madhuban to Satrughna. He did Rajya Abhishek. Kya hoga? Rajya?
Coronation.
Coronation. With his own hands. When he was doing, Satrughna began to weep. Ramchandra ji told that, why you are weeping? And you think that you are making separation from you and sending me in Madhuban very far away from Ayodhya. So how can I leave? I cannot bear the separation. So you are making king forever and you will send me there. I now don't want to be king. I want to serve you always. But Ramchandra told that, you have prayed me, that give me service, that is why I am giving you this service. Oh, this separation service is so much hard for me. I request that I am taking back my prayers and I don't want to be king. But Ramchandra told that, if anyone doing prayer for anything, Krishna give him that. Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathaga bhajam. So if he will, at the time of chanting, doing devotional service, doing parikrama, if he will make any what?
Desire,
worldly desire, then Krishna will be bound to give you. So don't want anything. No requirements, no desire. Nothing, only one desire, that I may be the servant of conjugal Radha and Krishna, especially of Srimati Radhika. Don't forget this. If you will do any other desire, then Krishna will stop you to be in this world and to test all these things, and then after that he may do anything. Like Satrughna. So now he was repenting, why I prayed Ram for this. I should not have. I should be only dependent to him. What he gives service by his own apni ichha se, own will, I should do. So don't forget this. Don't want anything in this world. Otherwise you will be hampered. So this is the teachings of Sri Ramachandra. This would be always Sarnagat to him. And next, we are going to Krishna Gocharan Sthan. यहाँ नहीं हुआ, यहाँ नहीं हुआ, वो वाल्मीकि आश्रम में, इसलिए छोड़ कवि गौर प्रेमानंद वन थिंग मोर इन एनी मंदिर यू आर गोइंग टू टेक दर्शन यू शुड गिव सम नॉट डोनेशन प्रणामी वी कैन नॉट गिव डोनेशन टू ठाकुर जी offerings we can give some offering without this if you have money and not doing then it will be useless so you should give something
Also, Krishna used to come with cows, and they would take cows in all these places, and cows would graze. And he was saying the cows are named as Puri Singha cows. And in all the scriptures, there's so much description how Krishna has done so many pastimes in this land. Before manifesting here in the eternal realm, when Srimati Radhika and Krishna were together in one form, and then do pastimes, they manifested in two forms. Then Srimati Radhika, she manifested these 12 forests of Vrindavan from her form. And here, Sri Rupa Goswami gave a very nice description of this place. And he says, though in Vaikuntha, the treasure of Vaikuntha is all the touchstone and desire fulfilling trees are the treasure of Vaikuntha. But here, even the trees, creepers, and roots, they are even more superior than the touchstone and desireful spring trees, and they are conscious. And when Srimati Radhika is absorbed in her mood, in deep absorption of separation from Krishna, then she even talks with these conscious creepers, and these creepers, they work, they do what Srimati Radhika wants them to do, either dance or speak like that. So that's these pastimes are related with Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Then also Prabhuji said that Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu also visited these places. And when Mahaprabhu had come here, he would see all those boys, and again, they were not Krishna, but at that time when Mahaprabhu came, he witnessed so many cowherd boys, they were grazing cows. Then he thought of Krishna, and he would call out, Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya. And then the voice from sky came, telling that Krishna has appeared, Kanhaiya has appeared in Navadvip now. So Mahaprabhu, this is for Nityananda Prabhu, not Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu came, he called out for Krishna, and then he heard the voice from sky telling that Kanhaiya has now has come in Navadvip. So the deep mysteries of this land can only be understood by those people whose heart has melted with bhav and who doesn't have any more cheating propensities in their heart. This place, this particular place where we are sitting now, is within the realm of Vrindavan. This is called Shvetadeep. And here the pastimes of Shvetadeep, where Mahaprabhu has performed in Shvetadeep, those pastimes are of Viparlamba bhav. So both Viparlamba and Sambhog, both are seen in this whole land, but this particular place witnesses this paper number bhav, and is called Shvetadeep. Hari Bol.
We regard highly the history, whether it is modern or ancient. But we do not know from our historical knowledge the eternal history. But our scriptures, be it Puran, etc., describes the eternal history. Not only four Jews,
And several kalpas regarding to them also narrated here. They are not false, not my myth. They are true. So, world is void of this knowledge. Krishna is ever present, and his dham is also ever present, and his pastimes also is ever present. That presence is present at Golok Vrindavan. Krishna out of mercy brought it down with him when he descended here. So we are fortunate enough to have a little taste of it. Unless and until he was so merciful, we could not have any taste of it. However, we are going to concerning this place. There are four yugas in the Ashtavimshati Chatur Yuga, 28 Chatur Yuga, and in the Satya Yuga, this place was ruled by Manuj, and thereafter in Treta Yuga it was ruled by the Ramchandra and his brothers. You have heard of it in the temple, so I am not going to narrate it. Shatrughna killed the Lavanasura, etc. After that, in Dwapar Yuga, it is our concerning matter. Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga, and the eternal pastimes has been shown to us.